Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1229 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We all have giants that we face in life. Situations or circumstances that cause us to quake in our boots. We are like the 10 spies at the border of the Promised Land who urged the nation of Israel not to go any farther, but to return to the slavery of Egypt. This was in a report found in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. We even saw giants there, descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers, and that is what they thought too. In our meditation today, let us consider defeating your giants. Giants like Goliath still roam our world today. The giants of debt, disaster, dialysis, danger, deceit, disease, depression, and many more. These supersized challenges still swagger and strut. They still rob us of our sleep. They embezzle our peace. They suck the joy from our very souls. Although each of these giants have the potential to defeat you, they cannot dominate you. The secret is that you need to know how to deal with them. In order to face and defeat your giants, you must instead face God first. The key is, what are you focusing on? If you focus on your giants, you will quake and stumble. If you focus on God, your giants will tumble before you in utter defeat. David, long before he became a mighty warrior or the king of Israel, he knew who was beside him, ensuring his victory. You need to do what David did. You need to pick up 5 stones. You need to make 5 decisions. Ever wonder why David took 5 stones into battle? Why not 2 or 20? Rereading his story reveals 5 answers. Use your 5 fingers to remind you of the 5 stones that you need to face down your giant. First, let's begin with your thumb. Let it remind you of the stone of the past. Goliath jogged David's memory of his recent days as a shepherd. While everyone else quivered, David remembered. God had given him strength to wrestle the lion and the strong-armed bear. Wouldn't he do the same with this giant? A good memory makes heroes. Although most of the Bible wasn't even written yet, David knew the principles that would be written in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles, and the rulings he has given. These promises are part of a much larger catalog of God's successes. Keep a list of all your victories from God. Has he not walked you through the high waters? Proven to be faithful? Have you not known his provision? He has made roadkill out of your previous giants. A good point of advice is to write today's worries in sand, but chisel yesterday's victories in stone. So pick up the stone of the past, and then let's move on. Next, select the stone of prayer. Note the valley between your thumb and your finger. To pass from one to the next, you must go through it. Let it remind you of David's descent. Before going on high, David went low. Before ascending to the fight, David descended to prepare. Don't face your giants without doing the same. Dedicate time to pray. Paul the Apostle wrote in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayer for all believers everywhere." prayer spawned David's successes. His Brook Beezer experience of wisdom, many years later, grew out of this earlier moment with God, as it was written in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." When Saul's soldiers tried to capture him, David turned toward God, as he wrote in Psalms chapter 59, verse 16, "But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I am in distress." Invite God's help by picking up the stone of prayer. And then after that, the next stone is the stone of priority. Let your tallest finger remind you of your highest priority, which is God's reputation. David jealously guarded it. No one was going to defame his Lord. David proclaimed prior to the beginning of the fight in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 46 through 47. "Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead body of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give it to us." David saw Goliath as a chance to prove the greatness of God. Did David know that he would exit the battle alive? Not really, but he was willing to give up his life for the reputation of God. What if you saw your giants in the same manner? Rather than begrudge the giant, welcome him. Your cancer is God's chance to flex his healing muscle. Your sin is God's opportunity to showcase his grace. Your struggling marriage can be a billboard of God's power. See your struggle as God's canvas. On it, he will paint his multicolored supremacy. Announce God's name and then reach for the fourth stone, which is the stone of passion. David ran, but not away from, but toward the giant. On one side of the battlefield was Saul and his cowardly army gulped. On the other, Goliath and his skull splitters scoffed. In the middle, the shepherd boy ran on spindly legs. Who bets on David? Who would put his money on the kid from Bethlehem? Certainly not the Philistines, and not the Hebrews. Not David's siblings or David's king. But God did. And since God did, and since David knew God did, the skinny runt ran and became a blur of pumping knees and a swirling sling. He ran toward the giant. You need to do the same. Let your ring finger remind you of the stone of passion. With God beside you pouring out his love into you, your victory is sure. One more stone and finger remains, and that is the stone of persistence. David didn't think that one rock would do it. He knew that God would bring the victory, but David also did his part in being prepared. He knew Goliath had four behemoth relatives. For all David knew, they could come running over the hill to defend their kin. David was ready to use every stone, if that's what it took. Let us imitate David. Never give up. One prayer might not be enough. One apology might not do. One day or month or year of resolve might not suffice. You may get knocked down a time or two, but just don't quit. Keep loading the stones. Keep swinging the sling. David took five stones. He made five decisions. You need to do likewise. The past, prayer, priority, passion, and persistence. Next time Goliath wakes you up for an attack, reach for a stone. Prepare and then let God bring the victory. Take time to meditate on this today. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. And thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,228 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.